support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
Good morning, I'm Don Bain, and you are, I don't see your name up here yet.
Good morning, Don. I'm Leticia. Leticia with Facility.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Are you having a good time at CES?
I'm having a fantastic time.
Fantastic?
Yes, absolutely.
Is this your first time here?
No, it's not my first time here, but it's my first time at the Eureka Park with the startups.
Okay.
So it's a great place to be.
Okay, tell us a little about your company, what you do, and why we're here.
Yeah, I'm working for a French startup called Facility.
Okay.
We were established in 2018, and we are pioneers in assistive technologies. So in other words, we make technology work for people with disabilities.
Excellent. I love it already.
Thank you.
So tell us about what you do. What products do you have, or how do you actually go about your day-to-day operations?
So this year, we are here to launch an app that is called MyDis.
Okay.
That is helping 40 million Americans, that could help 40 million Americans that are struggling
with... That's a lot of Americans.
Struggling with dyslexia.
Okay.
Do you know anything about dyslexia, Don?
I do. I know a lot about dyslexia.
Okay, good. You know people with dyslexia, maybe?
I do.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes, I do. More than one.
More than one. Perfect.
Yes. Yeah, I have a grandchild that's
slightly
dyslexic.
Slightly, okay.
Keeps turning those numbers around and also words around.
Yeah, basically dyslexia, it's the official definition is an unexpected difficulty in learning how to read. And so what happens is that there is this very small area in the prefrontal cortex that is impaired and makes it difficult for people to read fluently understand what they read. For example, they can confuse certain letters that are too similar. For example, the B and the D. When you think about it, it's the same letter, but reverse. Same for the P and the Q, the U and the N, the 6 and the 9. Another problem is they do not see the spaces between the words. So in other words, a sentence looks like a very, very long word and they don't know where to cut the words.
So you've identified the place in the brain that gets messed up?
Yes, absolutely. And more importantly, we have identified ways to trick the brain and to make it basically natural to read for people with dyslexia.
I'm very interested in hearing more. How does this, what happens? How do you do this?
Can I show you?
Please. Are you kidding? Please, so, I want to see.
So, it's an app. So you just open an app. It's going to look like a camera. You snap a picture of a text. Here I have an article about us. It's going to look like that. Personally, I cannot read it. It's way too small. So now the image has been converted to text, and I have all this customization. I can choose the font. I can increase the text size.
Okay, give me 1 second. I need to show this to the audience. So it starts off with the text, and this is instantaneously scanned in through an app on the phone. So this goes into the phone instantly, and if you just hold it there. You got that? This way? Okay, right there.
Yep.
I'll hold the phone for you. So it's scanned in to the app. And now you have the ability to change the font, the size.
To customize the display, so I can increase the size of the font. I can increase the spacing of the characters. I can increase the spacing of the words. And ultimately, I can highlight all the letters that are problematic for me up in different colors, so that now I'm going to trick my brain to recognize the letter, not because of the shape, but because of the color.
Ah, okay. I got to turn it around, folks, so I can see it. Okay, so at that point, they'll be able to decipher where the problem is and correct it.
Well, at that point, we have made some tests on heavily dyslexic people that were able to understand about 10% of what they are reading. With the app, they understand 84 to 90%.
Really?
Yeah, it's really a life changer for them.
All right, let me ask you some technical stuff now.
Yes.
How old is the person that's going to be doing this? Like my grandkid is, he's 6. He's not going to be able to do that. Can't help him yet.
Well, at 6, I guess he's learning how to read, right? He's
at
about that age.
Yes.
He probably doesn't have a phone yet, but...
No.
But the parents have a tablet.
Yes.
So the app works on any smartphone, iOS or Android, any tablet or Chromebooks for when he goes to school.
But this is primarily for an older person, I would imagine. You know, a teenager, 10, 11, 12. Someone, obviously, they have to have a phone, but they have to be able to read somewhat and understand how to manipulate the app.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Now, it's for when you are learning how to read and after.
Now, will that train their brain then to notice what the problem areas are, or they're going to be relying on the app to do that? Is there a breakaway from that? Is that going to increase their ability to read because of the app? Is it a tool to help them?
That's
or are they going to always need that?
That's a great question. The thing is, Dan, is that we launched the app last year and we don't have the feedback yet, but we are hoping that, first of all, it's going to remove the stigma and the problem that kids have when
it's
they learn how to read.
It's very frustrating.
Exactly. And then we don't have the data yet, but hopefully next year I have a better answer to this question.
What age group are you doing the analysis on?
We are targeting K-12, so from 6 years old to 18 years old.
Is it right young now? As 6 to 18?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the mean of that? Is it half of that? Is it like 14, 15? Where are most of your testing results done? Is there a bar curve there, a bell curve rather, that's going to show you the?
It's the most significant age group is 8 to 10.
Okay. And I'm curious, though, what happens, how long they have to use that app that you could actually see that there's a change in the learning curve.
With the test that we have done instantly, you know, as soon as they get the app, all the stigma and all the self-consciousness that they have about not being able to read disappears instantly. And there is also one thing I didn't show you on the app is that once you have scanned the text and converted the image into text, then the app can also read the text out loud to you.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
It's a text-to-speech.
Oh, I didn't
so
know that.
For your
really
grandson
good.
That cannot read yet,
yeah.
He can also have the app read out loud. And if English was not his first language, he could also have it translated into one of the 75 languages that are supported.
You have 75 languages.
75, yeah.
Now, how long is the translation? Is it instant?
Instant.
Instant.
Yeah.
So you said English or French or whatever it may be, and it's going to read it back to you.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay, so there's other issues with dyslexia other than reading. You know, math is a real problem.
Our app only addresses reading, I told you at the beginning my company is called Facility, the app is called MyDis. At first what we are is that we are pioneer in assistive technologies, and we do have a system that can be plugged on any website to help people with disabilities, may they be visual, motor, or cognitive.
That's wonderful.
Dyslexia being one of them.
Now, is this app accessible to the public yet, or that's something that we're working on?
Yes, you can download the app on iOS or on Android.
Okay.
It's free to download and to use up to 30 times a month. And then the subscription for 600 times a month is $2.99 per month.
That's extremely reasonable.
Accessible.
Where would someone go to get this app? Where would they go? On your website or what?
You can go to the App Store or to the Google Play Store.
What's it called?
MyDys, MyDys.
Okay. This is a game changer, really, if you have a child or know someone that has dyslexia. There's no reason in the world not to at least try that out. What about if they need support on that?
We have email-based support 24/7.
So you can get support on
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's fascinating.
Yes.
How is your company going to make money? Because you're not going to get rich on $2 a month.
Well, I told you there are 40 million Americans that are suffering with dyslexia.
It's the numbers game. It's the numbers.
So you multiply
it's 40 million times
yes,
3.
Exactly.
That's a lot of money.
That's how we're getting rich.
Okay. That's great. What other things are you working on?
We are working on with our other product on making websites accessible to people with disabilities. So our clients are the website owners.
Yes.
And we have a solution that we can plug on the top of the website and that has filters that help navigating the website for people with visual, motor,
That's
and cognitive
fantastic.
Disabilities. Yeah.
Wow.
We are committed to helping this minority because it's 20 to 25% of the population. So we're talking about a lot of people to help.
I think it's more than that, but Wow.
You think?
I do.
Well, the CDC says 20 to 25%, and I'm going to choose to believe the CDC. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it. One more time, can you give our folks the website where they can look up some of these products? And you got to download this app. Really, really fabulous.
Yeah, our website is www.facil-et.com. And the app is called MyDys, M-Y-D-Y-S. And you can download it on the App Store or on the Google Play Store.
Okay, this interview will be posted on YouTube and everywhere the tech podcasts are. So, you know, if you don't remember this, go back. You can go on a YouTube or any social media site and see this interview and, again, get the app. And for a couple bucks a month, wow, phenomenal. It's really going to help. So, great. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us today. I love your
me.
Product. I love what you do. And keep it up.
Thank you very much.
Keep it up. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plug Hits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.